There's been mud on my soul. There's been anger inside me. There's still unforgiven deeds that now it's time to free. I've been trapped inside so long. Don't remember how to live. How much of life has passed me by as I slept inside my dreams. Oh yes, sip the waters too. Let them wash all over you.
This is a short poem by William Shakespeare, sonnet number 138. Sonnet means any poem with 14 stanzas. So poet says, when my love swears that she is made up of truth, I do believe her, though I know she lies, that she might think me some untutored youth, unlearned in the world's false subtleties. So it's a story of lovers, and poet says that the one whom he loves, that lady, she says that she is made up of truth, but I know that she lies. She thinks me some untutored youth, unlearned. She feels that I am unlettered, I am unlearned. But I know, I am tutored. Thus vainly thinking that she thinks me young, although she knows my days are past the best. So she tells me that I am very young, though I know that I am very old. She is lying to me, to please me. Simply I credit her false speaking tongue. On both sides does this simple truth suppressed. But when she says that, I love that. And I want her to say that. So she is lying to me, and I also lie to her. But wherefore says she not, she is unjust, and wherefore say not, I am old. Or love's best habit is in seeming trust, and age in love loves not to have years told. Therefore I lie with her and she with me. So the poet says that she lies with me and I lie with her. So our relationship is based on untruth. I know that she is lying when she tells that I am very young, though I am not young. And I believe her lies. I believe her untruths. Oh, love's best habit is in seeming trust. And love in age loves not to have years told. Therefore I lie with her and she with me. And in our faults by lies we flattered be. So poet says that we keep on flattering each other. We keep on buttering each other's ego. And we enjoy that. So our relationship is very superficial. There are many interpretations, and this is one of the most love poems of Shakespeare. So both are loving each other, but their relationship is based on lies, untruth, flattery. Pure love is almost left behind. They are just pleasing each other, and that is satisfying their ego. But this bond is based on dishonesty. They both know that what they are talking with each other is absolute nonsense. but they love still. And both are involved in untruth. He tells her that you are very beautiful. She knows that I am not beautiful, but she enjoys. She tells him that you are very young, and she already knows he is past his age. This bond is based on untruth. Some of the commentators say that this is a very obscure love relationship. Hazy, not clear, but it is not very strong. They are happy that we are seeing the best in each other. But the problem is, it is based on untruth and lies. So this is the story of untruth. So when God comes on earth, he tells us the story of truth. The story of Satya. The story of Satyam. He wants us to become Narayan. So Narayan is someone who is 16 celestial degree full, who is absolutely viceless, who is non-violent, who is full in all the actions, attainments and everything. So Baba comes and tells us the true story, the real story, and it is known as Satyanarayan. So nobody knows what exactly is this story, but they perform this as a sacrifice, as a custom on full moon day in India. So let us know this funny story first. The real story is hidden, but nobody knows what is the real story. So there are four people, mother Leelavati and her daughter Kalavati and daughter's husband, name is not known. And her, Leelavati's husband. They are the four people. So the story is about these four people. So once, Leelavati's husband and Kalavati's husband, they go for some business somewhere. So this Kalavati should keep some vrat of Satyanarayan. But she forgets. So because of her forgetfulness, the problem come to her husband and her father. Their boat start sinking, or they are captured by a king. Okay, they are captured by a king. But then she remembers the story, and then they are released. This is the story. This is the first part of the story. So now one more character is added, king. Now the second part of the story. They are returning back. Her husband and her father by boat. So in that boat, an old man comes and he asks them how much you have earned, but they don't want to reveal their goods which they have earned. So they just lie. But then they suddenly remember, this old man is none but God incarnate. And then the moment they tell lie, their boat start rocking. And then they remember, oh, this is God, the old man. So there is another character now, old man. Not boatman, old man. Boatman is different. So they say, oh, no, forgive us. We will tell you the truth. And they tell the truth. And the boat stabilizes. So that is the end of the story. So what is the moral of the story? So the first moral of the story is, be honest. Be honest. If you are not honest, the king will catch you. And the king is Maya. Okay? The king is Maya. The king will catch you if you are not honest. And you have to remember your vrat. So it's a story of becoming Narayana. So there are different names in this story. One is full moon. Full moon is complete. Celestial degree full. And then Leelavati and Kalavati. Leela means actions and Kala means degrees. 16 celestial degree full. So they indicate that you have to become a true Narayan with treading the path of truth and full in Kalas and full in all the virtues, all actions. That is the story. The second part of the story. When they are returning, husband and her father. The old man comes and asks, "What have you got?" And they lie, "Nothing." And the boat starts sinking. And then suddenly they feel this is an incognito god. So that old man is none but Brahma. The old man is Brahma, and in whose body Shiva Baba has come. So, but he has come in incognito manner. It's very difficult to recognize God. But earlier they lied, and later on they recognize, "Oh, this is God." And they said, "Oh, no, no, we have got this." So if you go on the path of truth, the boat will rock, but it will not sink. And if you tread the path of untruth, the boat will sink. So that's a funny story of Satyanarayan. So in India, they keep this story at home, and after the story, prasad is distributed. Which prasad? Panchamrit. And a priest, official priest, will come. He will chant some mantras, and they can have a sacrificial fire as well. And books and scriptures, they will read verses. So all these things go on. Leaves, yeah. To make that wooden. Sometimes it is different. One, there is a wooden chaukhat. So many things they will use in this. And then they will perform the puja. And after that, if you perform this puja, you will get this much this result. This is important. That last line is important. Many dadis tell in their experience that they used to do all this. They read Ramayana, read Mahabharata. But what was the purpose? Because at the end of every story, there is one line. If you do this, this will be the result. If you do this, you will get a good husband. If you do this, you will get a good house. So, if you do particular, if you read Hanuman Chalisa, this is the result. Riddhi Siddhi. If you read something, this Satyanarayana Puja, you will do get this. So there is a temptation behind it. And they used to keep fast as well. Very pseudo fast. So fast. And women fold are very much involved in this Satyanarayana Puja. So forget this now. Come to the crux of the matter. So Baba says you have to become from Nar to Narayan, from Nari to Lakshmi. So this is your journey. So it is the journey from body consciousness to soul consciousness. It's a journey from body consciousness to soul consciousness. Nar indicates body consciousness. Narayana indicates soul consciousness. Kalavati, Leelavati, all those indicates that you become full of virtues, you become full of celestial degree, full, in the full moon. You should be viceless, totally pure, a pure life. So it's a journey from body consciousness to soul consciousness. That is the real Satyanarayan story. That's what Baba is narrating now. At the confluence age. And he comes as an old man. He comes as an old man into an old man. And nobody recognizes him. Rather, people oppose. It's such a wonder that when God comes on earth, his entry is full of struggles and so many obstacles. It is not a smooth path. He could have come and allowed himself to have grand farewell, grand welcome. But it did not happen. He comes and people oppose him, people abuse him, people reject him, people are against him, people are, I know, those who follow him, they are persecuted. The buildings are set on fire. The children are made to suffer. They are abused. Domestic violence. So it's such a wonder that when God comes on earth and he establishes a small community, and that community has to suffer so much before it evolves into the world community. But that's what has happened in all the faiths. If you see, they all emerge as a small community, but they all had to undergo the period of opposition, persecution, ridicule, suppression, torture, atrocities, suffering, misery, pain. So on retrospective thinking, why this happens? This has happened and this should happen. In yesterday's Murli, there was a statement, Baba knew this. Yesterday's Sakar Murli, that this opposition will happen. So because of this opposition, the small community became very strong. Because of this opposition, their faith increased. Because of this opposition, their faith in truth increased. Because of this opposition, their sanskars become pure. Because of this opposition, they developed detachment from the world. All their attachment to this ephemeral world were left behind. They became more powerful. They were no more those weaker genders. They become more powerful. So, God, who is Satyam Shivam Sundaram, who is the embodiment, who is the very ocean of truth, when He comes into this world of untruth, He builds a boat. And on this boat, who boards this boat? All small quantity of people who have full faith in truth. So they recognize that old man. They recognize that old man. And they remain true to that old man. The moment they are in untruth, the boat sinks. So when they maintain truth, they reach safely. So God has come now on this earth in incognito manner, in the body of an old man, in the body of an old man. And we must know, suppose I sit and take drishti from Baba and my mind is not concentrated, but the one who is giving me drishti, is he not concentrated? He is giving me drishti. I am full of anger, hatred, for example, but he is full of love. So through these eyes of Brahma, who is peeping through those eyes? This is Brahma's eyes. Only eyes. But who is seeing through these eyes? It is not Brahma alone who is seeing. It is Shiva Baba who is seeing through these eyes. So, his drishti, is it contaminated? He is full of love. That's why, even if I don't feel concentrated, take power from him. Because he is always full of power. Even though I may be full of lies, but he is always full of truth. That's the importance of drishti. You have to take drishti from Baba and give drishti to the world. It is not that every moment, every time you sit in yoga, you are fully concentrated, you are full of truth, you are fully viceless, sinless. But still, this faith that the one who is in front is absolute truth, is absolutely pure, and his rays of purity would remove all the impurities which are within me. So keep on taking drishti from him. Such drill of meditation is not there in any religions of the world, because such concept was never there. There human beings were like godly figures. They were considered as great men, as religious founders. They were considered as Tirthankaras, Buddhas, Ishwarputra, and so on, messengers of God. So, but this path will be path of, you will have to suffer. And all those, they had to enter. So, that initial batch of people who joined the bandwagon, they had to undergo the period of persecution. Such persecution is no more there. But, same thing which has happened from outside, it will happen from inside. There would be conflict of sanskars here. And that's why, stick to truth. That's it. That is the real Satyanarayan story. Lead the path of honesty. Have no untruth in your heart. You may be blamed, abused, accused. But so long as you know that your heart is very pure, there is no fear at all. So to observe to perform Satyanarayan Puja is not a ritual, is not a... Every moment is this story of Satyanarayan going on. Every moment is this puja going on. Nowadays there is a digital puja, you know. You don't have to call a priest.
You just have to click. Click and the flower goes up and falls. Click and then something, oil or ghee, goes and falls. Click. Dhoop. Then click. Everything happens with the click of the hand. And prasadam, all right. So everything is online. So that's the story of Satyanarayan. The Leelavati, the Kalavati, who are mentioned, the husband, the father, the old man, the king. So there are four, five, six people in this story of Satyanarayan. So they all are here. And full moon, and the boat of life, and the ocean of life. The ocean is full of storms. Every moment of Brahmin life is a moment of storm. The storm will come from some or other side. But you know, and you have to remember one thing, that all storms, all situations are temporary. They come, they go. They come, they go. If you review last 10 years of your life, so many situations came. Where are they now? They are gone. But when they came, you're terrified, you got scared. But if you look at those situations now, they appear to be play. So whatever is happening now is also a play, is also divine leela, it's a divine play. Everything is happening as per that divine plan. So no fluctuations. Everything is temporary, anitya. They come and they go. They come and they go. They come and they go. Everything is uncertain. That's it. That is what is life. This is the only way you can remain steadfast in truth. Otherwise, your boat will rock. But have faith, the boat will remain stable. The boat will remain firm. So this puja of Satyanarayan should go on every moment. To remain in thoughts of truth and to remember the ultimate truth is the real story of Satyanarayan. The intense desire. Because the path of truth is very difficult path. One of the German philosophers says that man cannot live without untruth. He must lie. But then he doesn't know the real depth of life or spirituality. The real joy is in truth. Otherwise life is superficial, a fraud. A life is show of exhibition with no substance within. And it's a very poor life, a very artificial life, a very obscure, very unclear life. If you want a very clear, crystal clear life and crystal clear heart, you must tread the path of truth. Even though it is very difficult initially, but gradually, just as to lie is an habit, to speak truth also is an habit. So when you remain in truth, you speak truth, automatically it becomes an habit. Om Shanti.